of sun and a lot of rain. I've had some joy and been brokenhearted, but now that doesn't mean a thing. I'm living for the joy and laughter. I'm learning from my befores and afters. All and all, it's been cool. His grace, it brought me through. I'm so happy seeing me. Oh, so happy being me. I'm regretting nothing about me. Back for your beginning, all those broken dreams that went down stream. As we grow, we live and know some things were never meant to be, but everything that you've been through, God designed to bless you. That's why he gives us memories, lead us to our victory. I'm so happy loving me.
Happy loving me. So happy being me. I'm regretting nothing about me.
Everybody, we're back. Welcome to Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert R. Cooper. And you know, the time change got me. I was thinking it was another hour. I just texted Pastor Cooper to remind him. And today's service is brought to you by A Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and from Crack to Christ Part 1, both books written by me, Franklin Donnie D., and available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Ixlibris.com. Before we get started, I want to send all prayers up to the Lord, to God, to my for my sister Aurora, who was in the hospital. I went and visited her the other day. I may go back tomorrow or Tuesday to visit her. And I just pray that she gets all right and comes back home. Until we get Pastor Cooper here, I'm going to put on a guy that I know here in Pasadena. There is love. Never go back.
How many are trying not to go back to the things that you used to do? I've got brought you a mighty long way. Come on and sing with me.
Let's say I cry thinking about the things I do. And now I realize just how bad I was hurting you. I made up in my mind to know it's gonna be the night.
Says I'll never go back, and there's things in my life I'll never go back to. Believe me, from crack to Christ, baby. But anyway, like I said, the time has changed. I got confused on it this morning, but we do have a new phone number here, 515-602-9603. That's 515-602-9603. At this time, it gives me great pleasure to bring back. We haven't been here in 2 weeks, but we're here today, Fellowship in the Word, Pastor Robert R. Cooper. Pastor Cooper, good morning.
Hey, Brother Lewis, how are you?
Amen and amen.
All right, we got through good, and I just want to take some time and thank the Lord for giving us stability in these times of instability. People of God, we have stability in Christ Jesus. He's our solid rock. And on
Amen.
Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And if you haven't received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, today is a good day. Because
yes,
without
indeed.
Him, without him, we can do nothing. And it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these days, the world is going to have to come to that conclusion. But the world can't come to that conclusion until the people of God become witnesses to that effect. And when the people of God begin to show the world that every problem has a solution, and the solution that God has given us is Jesus Christ, then the world will rethink the way they do things.
Yes.
Whether it be socially, politically, globally, financially, medically, everything we do relies on our knowledge of Jesus Christ. And to those who don't know Jesus, it's up to us, the people of God, who do know Jesus. I heard you say just moments ago, and I'm just using this as an example, how there are a lot of things you used to do you wouldn't do, but now that you have a new thing to do, I'm sure just by being on the line today that you want to share that new thing with as many people as you can find.
Amen.
And that new thing is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And that new thing is Jesus Christ. We have a responsibility as people who know him to let the world know, amen, that regardless of what your problem is, Jesus is the solution. Amen?
Amen.
I want to pray today. I want to pray today. Lord Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity to lift up your name in prayer and to give you the praise and the glory. We realize, amen, that there is none like you. And we also know that we couldn't do anything without you. And we thank you for being a very present help in our lives. We know you'll never leave us or forsake us. And for that, Lord, we are eternally grateful. Now to those who need to know you as Lord and Savior, Lord, I pray that before this time is up, that we can have an opportunity to invite them to know you as Lord and Savior and invite you into their hearts for good. We thank you, Lord, right now as you lead us in the Word of God, through the scriptures, and causing us to know and realize, amen, that every scripture is given by inspiration of God. We thank you this morning, Lord. We yield to you. We submit ourselves to you. Now have your way right now. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we sometimes take time for granted because time is something we've grown used to. Time is something we've grown accustomed to. And so many times we misunderstand time. Amen. We think time is just something that'll always be here, and we can do what we want to, when we want to, how we want to. But I'm speaking to those, amen, who don't take time seriously, because there is a set time for everything. And we are in a season, amen, in our world where things are getting more critical by the moment. And we need to take the gift of time that God has given us and use it wisely. Use it to share the word. Use it to let people know, amen, that there are solutions to every problem. And to try to reach those who don't know and cause them to know, amen, the glory of God through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Time is a gift God has given us. Amen. And we need to learn how to use time. Praise God. He gave time to us. He also gave us dominion, so we have power, amen, supreme authority over time. So I see people in the streets and in the world and in the marketplaces. Everyone is scrambling around. They're hustling like they're running out of time, and they're scared, and they're moving fast, and they're anxious, cutting people off, and just all kinds of things, because time has begun to take over. Time has begun to take over.
Yeah.
And what we need to understand is that time was never meant to take over us. But we were made and created to take over time.
Mm, good way to think
Praise
about
God.
It.
Praise God. And so what folk have been doing, they have been letting time tell them what to do instead of realizing that we as people of God, we share one thing in common. We are infinite and eternal in Christ Jesus, and time no longer has dominion over us when we understand the value of it.
Yes.
So now, amen, instead of us serving time, time is serving us.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to learn how to make time, amen, do what the Lord has given us the authority to do.
Yes.
We need to understand the value of time because we can make better use of our time. We waste a lot of time. And so because folk have wasted so much time, now time has got them, amen, wrapped around its little finger because now everybody's trying to play catch-up.
Yep, yep, yep.
But it's time out for playing catch-up, amen. It's time to realize, amen, that we're going to take our time wisely and we're going to be like the Bible says we are, the light of the world, a city that's set on a hill that can't be hid. Because our job as the people of God, especially in these critical times, is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with as many people as we can find. Because one thing we all have in common, everybody, I repeat, everybody needs the Lord.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
They may not say they do, and it may not look like they do on the outside. But we're taught in the Word of God that not to judge by appearances, but to judge righteous judgment. And people need Jesus Christ, even if the outside picture doesn't say so. Somewhere deep down on the inside, everybody needs help from God right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pray right now that everyone who needs the Lord, amen, will come, amen, to the altar right now, and bow down before him and submit themselves to him because he said when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he will direct our paths. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but who needs their paths directed right now from the Lord?
Right here. Amen.
And the beautiful thing about God is...
Hold on. Pastor,
me?
Let me see if I got other people here for this is going through.
Camille,
are you here?
So.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Marcia?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Pastor. Go right ahead.
I certainly hope so. Good morning, all. What we want to do, we want to get to that place, amen, where we can let people know that there's a solution to every problem. Let's lead people to Jesus Christ. I'd like to take the opportunity to pray for anyone who feels compelled to do that because the Bible says that we are ambassadors for Christ. Amen. And as ambassadors, we have responsibility, praise God, to let people know, amen, that there is a solution to your problem. If you can just stand. If you'll stand still, you will see the salvation of the Lord. And pray with them. Lead them. And let them know, amen, that the same God who delivered you, it's the same God who will deliver them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he will, amen. And he has. And he didn't do that just because he didn't have nothing better to do. He delivered us so we could be witnesses. And let the world know, amen, that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Somebody needs to know that.
Yes.
Somebody needs to know that who doesn't call in. Somebody needs to know that who doesn't go to church. Somebody needs to know that who doesn't admit that they need to know it. Somebody needs to know that, amen, who's walking in problems and difficulty right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if there was only a solution. What must I do to be saved? Do you not realize there are people who would be willing to surrender all just to get out from underneath the burden that they're under? They will surrender all to Jesus. And right now, amen, it's their day of deliverance.
Yes.
Amen.
Pray right now, amen, that we can be beacons of light, amen, and let the world see and know that Jesus Christ is alive and well in us, and we are also the children of God. And we want the world to see and know, amen, that he's alive and well in us. And what he did for you, what he did for me, what he did for everyone else, he can do for them as well.
Amen and amen.
I believe that. What about you?
Yes, yes.
Yes, amen.
Amen and amen. We're going to talk briefly today, amen, because God has not only made us, but he has also made us with so much power. Amen. And it's time that the people of God really understand the power that God has given us. God spoke to me some time back, and he said, I need someone, and I know he was speaking to me, I need someone to tell my people about the power that I have given them. All of it. All of it. All of it. People of God, you're more powerful than you know. People of God, you're more powerful than you know. And it's time that we start understanding the power that God has given us and start using it, praise God, and not being conformed to the world, because the world is hopeless because they don't know they have this power. But we, amen, we know it, praise God. Go with me, if you will, to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. And I'm going to ask my wife, Rosie, if she would read that out loud with clarity to the world. Because what we're talking about today is a kind of power that most people don't know they have, but it's called, I call it saying power. Saying power. Proverbs 18:21, please.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your tongue has the power to determine, amen, death and life. Praise God. Your tongue has the power to determine a whole lot of things, because we are made in the image and likeness of God. And if you go to Genesis chapter 1, if you will, please, Genesis chapter 1, and begin reading at verse 1, you'll see how God operates. Because the only thing God does, and the only thing God did in the beginning, was what Rosie is getting ready to read to you right now.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Repeat that last sentence.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Yeah, I told you we're going to preach. And God said, that's all he did. He said, and God said, and God said, everything you see, everything that's before you, is before you because God said. There's so much power in what God says. Praise God. And as children of God, made in the image and likeness of our Father, amen, we too have saying power. We've been toiling and striving and doing all kinds of things with good intentions, but so many times we've been doing them the wrong way. Praise God. The Bible says, and God said, and everything God says comes to pass.
Amen.
I don't know if I have time to go over all of this with you today, but I want to leave a few thoughts with you. That saying power is a power, amen, that distinguishes us, humankind, mankind, from all the other beasts and all the other animals in the earth, because we too have saying power. Death and life is in the power of our tongues. Man, I wish I had somebody that knew how much power that was. I like what Jesus says in John 15, verse 7. I like what Jesus says in John 15, verse 7. He says, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, he said, you can ask what you will. That's how powerful your saying power is. When his words are abiding in you, he said, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. What do you need the Lord to do for you today? Don't let another day go by without observing what Jesus says about your tongue. You can ask what you will, he said, and it shall be done unto you. Do you need something done unto you?
Yes.
If there's a situation that you've been waiting for help and you don't know where your help's coming from,
mm-hmm.
Jesus said if you just simply follow these instructions, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And he means every word he's saying.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
What we have to do is learn, amen, to trust him and to believe him because he means every word he says. First of all, he said we have to abide in him. Amen. And you know, so many times you got folk wandering, and we talk oftentimes about the homeless and people who are physically in the natural without shelter. And as bad as that is, and as sad as it is, it's not nearly as sad as the ones spiritually outside without shelter who are homeless spiritually, needlessly. Because our mm-hmm. shelter is in Jesus Christ. And he says, if you abide in me, make me your home. Make me your home. Be in Christ. He said, and let my words abide in you. He said, you can ask what you will. You got a whole new lifestyle now to expect. Because how it used to be, it never has to be any longer. And now we can have something to share with people who don't have a place to live and people who don't have food to eat in the natural. Now we have something we can share with them, something we can give them that's sustaining. And show them, amen, that there is a place you can go to where all of your problems, amen, solutions to all of your problems are about to come.
Yes.
All you need to do is abide in him and let his word abide in you. Well, let his
yes,
word
amen.
Abide in you. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's time we start letting the words of God, letting the word of Jesus Christ, letting his words become our language. We talk about everything else. I'm going to say that again. I like the way that sounded. We talk about everything else. Why can't we just let the word of God be our conversation? Why can't we just let the word of God be our answer? Why can't we just let the word of God be our language? Why can't we just let the word of God be our solutions?
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
He means everything he says, and he needs a place, amen. He wants his word to abide in us. He's looking for a place to house his words. His words are so powerful, amen, but they need a place to be. They need a place to live, and he wants his words to abide in us. Ah, God.
Amen.
And when we give God's word a home, bless the living God, Jesus said you can ask what you will. You be so privileged. You have so much authority. You be so privileged. You be so blessed. You can ask what you will. Using that saying power. And it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. He's always given us right things to say. Jesus has always given us right things to say and right things to do because he understands saying power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew.
Amen.
I love this one because this is a great example of saying power. Matthew 21. And I want you to start reading, if you will, verse 18. You're really blessing me today by doing this. You just don't know.
Matthew 21, verse 18.
Yes.
Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered.
We're talking about Jesus Christ. How many know Jesus got hungry too?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon.
When he saw a fig tree in the way, along the way, that's what that means. When he saw a fig tree in his journey, along the way, in his pathway, He thought he found something to take care of his hunger, but it had no fruit on it. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. But leaves only.
Only leaves. Mm-hmm. Amen. Go ahead.
And said to it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever.
What did he do to it? He said to it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take an axe and chop it down. He said to it. He's using that saying power. He said to that tree, read it again.
But leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever.
Period. And what happened after that?
And presently the fig tree withered away.
The King James says presently. You and I would say instantly or at once. The fig tree withered away. Because when Jesus speaks and he understands that power, he understands that authority, and he knows when he speaks, amen, he is saying something. And when you're saying something with that kind of anointing, that kind of power, amen, all that hears what you say has to abide by what you just said. And when the fig tree heard it, the fig tree withered away. There's power, amen, in Jesus' words. There's power in Jesus' word. Power in the words of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, and my words abide in you. So that same power, he said, when you let that same power abide in you, you too can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen.
The fig tree got the message. I'm waiting to see when the world is going to get the message.
Amen.
The fig tree withered away. The fig tree said, well, if I have nothing else to do, no sense in me trying to use these leaves anymore. They won't do me any good. I'm through. So he just withered away. We're talking about saying power.
Mm-hmm.
Read on, please.
And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away?
Wow. Imagine that when the disciples saw what happened, because they were always with him. They were his followers. How many people are following Jesus today?
Mm-hmm.
Like we should.
Yes.
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 The disciples were right there with him. They were his followers. And they said, wow, man, did you see how quick that fig tree withered away? My goodness. Read on, please.
Amen. Answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you,
glory,
if ye have faith and doubt not,
glory,
you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree,
uh-oh,
but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done.
He said your saying power, your potential for saying, your potential for using words, your potential for getting things accomplished through the use of words is so complete, is so powerful, that not only will you do what I just did to the fig tree, but if you have faith and don't doubt, you can say to this mountain. He didn't say nothing about dynamite or TNT. He said, say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And guess what? What did he say would happen?
Mm-hmm. It shall be done.
It shall be done. Jesus Christ's words are powerful. He's tired of us. It's time out. He's tired of us living the undone life. He wants us to get some things done. So he's showing us how to get things done, because we've been going around in circles trying to get things done and not accomplishing anything. And he's saying, you've been doing it wrong. You got to use your saying power, but you have to have faith and don't doubt.
Amen.
Amen.
Doubters won't get it done, and fearful people won't get it done, but you got to have faith. Even when they say you can't, even when they tell you that you're crazy, do it anyway. Why? Because Jesus says you can.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
And if Jesus says I can, I can. And if Jesus says I will, I will.
Amen.
Well, he said,
yeah,
if you have
Amen.
Faith and don't doubt, not only can you do what I just did to that tree that withered away, but your power is so great, you can say unto this mountain, just say unto the mountain. He didn't say anything about explosives or anything to blow the mountain up. He said simply say to it. That's all the power you need. It's the saying power. And we say everything else. Why can't we let the word of God be what we say? Why can't we let Jesus Christ's word be what we say? Why can't we just make that our new language? I just got I just got off the phone with you, and you told me you had a new number, Brother Lewis. And because I was trying to call the old number, it wouldn't get any place.
Right.
So just like we got a new number for the program, why can't we develop a new language for our lives and let Jesus Christ's word be our new language?
Amen.
Yes, amen.
And everything we say from now on, it's got to align itself with the word, because we don't know how to say anything else, because his word abides in us. And every time we open our mouths, praise God, it's got to be reflective of the word that lives in us. And you'll start seeing things get done. We're walking by faith now, not by sight. We're not doubters.
Yes.
We believe because Jesus says so. Oh, it don't matter what folk think. As a matter of fact, I pray that we're coming into a place in time where folk get over folk. You got more folk worried about folk than anything else. I call it folk-itis. It's time to get over folk-itis. Amen.
Amen.
You need a cure. You need a cure. You need a cure from folk-itis. You need to get what's called a people-out-of-me. Amen. And God is the only one that can give you a people-out-of-me, because he gets to worry about people out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because folk-itis is going to keep you from going places. Don't worry about what folks say. Put folk out. Hallelujah. That's another message. But you have to do this, amen, because people will tell you that you can't do what Jesus says you can't do. And don't let anyone influence you other than the word of God. So Jesus said, our saying power is so great that we can say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I believe that the word of God says in Job that we shall decree a thing. That's saying, and it shall be established unto us, and the light shall shine upon our ways. It's time that we start showing the world, amen, that we're not just ordinary people no more. We have Jesus Christ in us, and we are in him, and he is in us. And that completely alters, that completely changes your position. And the world needs to see Jesus in us, on us, need to hear Jesus in our conversation, need to see Jesus in our, hear Jesus in our tone, need to see Jesus in our posture, and everything we do. We need to let the world know that Jesus Christ is alive in us.
Yes, amen.
You know, and the wonderful thing about coming on this call is I can talk to you either all day long, nonstop, or I can leave a few thoughts like I intend to do today with you so you can digest what you're hearing and begin to understand you got saying power as a child of God, because the children of God have power like their father does.
Amen.
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 I'm in the store the other day, and we were back in the store, and my son was with me, And one of the ladies, she just came up. She just saw two grown men. You know, we're black men. She saw two grown black men. And she just said, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. She didn't say nothing about us being black or anything, but she just simply wanted to know. She said, I noticed that he looks like you. Is that your son? Glory be to God. A stranger. And so I said, yeah, that's my son. He's my son, and we have the same name. And all kinds of things. There's all kinds of similarity between the father and the son. And if people can see the father and the son similarities in the natural, they should be able to see the similarity between us and our heavenly father. Everywhere we go, aren't you God's child?
Yes.
You're shining like a light.
Yes.
You must be God's child. When you speak,
yes.
Amen. Something happens to me when you speak words. I can feel his presence when you speak. Let people know that we are God's children. We're supposed to resemble him in everything we say, in everything we do, and in every way we think.
Yes, amen.
We're going to start using that saying power, because we have the power to say things. Like I had my wife read, death and life is in the power of the tongue. This is one of my favorite expressions. If you don't want to see it, don't say it. Be careful what you say, because you have so much power in your tongue. If you don't want to see it, don't say it. But if you do want to see it, start saying it. You know, there's an old expression that says, seeing is believing. Not when you're in the spirit. When you're in the spirit, saying is believing. Amen. If you want to see it, you got to say it. Amen. If you want to see
Amen.
It, then say it. Say it like you mean it. Say it like the word says. The word says you can, you can. Say whatever the word says without question. Just let the Lord know, amen, that faith that you said I need to have, I have it in you.
Yeah.
Right now, before I go off, I like to pray for those, amen, who need to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You may not be on the line. You may be listening by means of the podcast or whatever other means that you would be listening to, but you may have a need for Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That changes everything.
Amen.
And we're not going to
yes,
let another
does.
Day go by without you knowing him as Lord. Just simply say these words. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I submit myself to you. I open my heart to you. Come into my heart, Lord. Lead me and guide me. I believe that you are the Lord of my salvation, and I believe that you have been risen from the dead. Have your way in my life, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you repeat those words and say those words, amen, Jesus Christ will come into your life because your faith is making you whole.
Amen.
Your faith
amen.
Is making you whole.
Amen.
And he's going to change things for you. I assure you, you'll never be the same. Amen?
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You. God bless you,
All
Brother
right.
Lewis.
All right. The lines are open here. And, of course, I want to repeat the new number, 515-602-9603, 515-602-9603. If anyone who's on the phone right now has a prayer request, anything that they'd like to talk about, go right ahead. I will go first. I want to once again pray for my sister Aurora, who's in the hospital. I went and visited her Friday out in San Bernardino at the hospital. And, you know, it kind of broke my heart to see her there. And I just pray, and I would like for you guys to pray with us. And do a speedy recovery and to come back home. Amen.
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 And we pray with you right now, and also believing that there is nothing too hard for God.
Mm-hmm.
He is a specialist. And just you're bringing her before the Lord. Amen. Good.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Amen.
Right now, Lord, that you heal her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
He's a great physician, you know.
Oh, yes. He's the doctor.
Physician.
Yes. I can testify to that myself in my life. Yes, indeed. Would there be anyone else here? Testimony? Prayer? Well, I know that you all have been praying, and you know, praying without ceasing. You know, I pray all the time. I mean, I could be driving down the street and pray and be praying, sitting in my house watching Westerns and then tune out from the Western and pray. You know, it's an all day thing for me and a lot of other people. And I believe in that spirituality that I need my relationship with God. You know, and we do have a relationship, you know, as my father. And I hope that each and every one of you all that's listening can believe the same thing. He is your father. You know, he does things for me that my birth father has never done, you know. My brother just sent me a picture that I had forgotten all about. And it was a picture of me, my sister Aurora, my mother, and my father when he became one of the first black L.A. County sheriffs. And I would tell people about that, and some people never, right. But I got a picture today of it. And because I remember as a little kid being there, you know. But anyway. All right. So, amen. And it's good to be back. You know, we got a new number. We got new things popping up. And let's get rid of the old. Don't worry about your past. Right,
let's have
Cooper?
A new attitude.
That's it. Let's
yes.
have a new
yes.
attitude. If you did something wrong yesterday, ask for forgiveness and let it go. Move on to something better today. And as we go, I just want to say we'll be back here next Sunday. Same time, same place, 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East, 1 in the middle. With Pastor Robert Cooper, Fellowship in the Word. I told a pastor about that, about this show yesterday. And his church is in Fontana. It's a home church, and I told him to check us out. Are you-